听力课堂,听class.com.
And play.
Okay, now it's time for Our Person In. This is the part of the show where we hear from people in different countries around the world. This week, we're going to listen to Rachel Glover. Rachel is our woman in Argentina.
I came to live in Buenos Aires, the capital city of Argentina, in 1998. On my first night in this beautiful city, I went for a walk in the streets near my new flat. In a small square, close to my home, I heard music. I went to have a look, and for the first time, I saw people dancing the tango. The tango is a dance that Argentina gave to the world, but no one knows exactly when or where people first danced the tango, or even where the word tango comes from. At the start of the 20th century, the population of Buenos Aires got much bigger, as people arrived from all over the world to start a new life in South America. More than 1 million people came from Africa and from Europe, Spain, Italy, France, Russia, Poland. The tango began around this time. For me, the dance shows both the sadness of these people who had said goodbye to their homes and also the hope of a new start in Argentina. An Argentinian friend told me that you have to learn the tango if you want to understand Argentina. I decided to learn this beautiful dance. I went to a tango school in the centre of Buenos Aires and joined a class. I was very surprised to find that my teacher was not Argentinian, but Scottish. Her name was Claire Flanagan. She came to Buenos Aires 15 years ago because of her love for tango. I fell in love with the tango, and now I've fallen in love with Buenos Aires, she says.
Great. Can you dance the tango, Tess?
No, I can't. I'd love to learn.
We can learn together.
Okay, then. And don't forget that you can write in and tell us something interesting about your city or town. You can send it to us at learnenglishpodcast@britishcouncil.org.